been quite a week for people, 7 million of them in the UK, who are taking statins, entity for their relatives as well. Statins, of course, are those drugs designed to reduce cholesterol and so the risk of heart attacks. And they've been in the news because of a study in the British Medical Journal about the side effects of statins, whose main claim had to be withdrawn. It turned out that the article had overestimated very considerably the incidence of side effects. Professor Samadi Yacoub is the man who has performed more heart transplants than anyone else in the world, and he's on the line now. Samadi, good morning.
Good morning.
You haven't talked, I think, before about this BMJ study and the controversy surrounding it. What do you make of it?
I find it very upsetting because it's almost certain it's going to result in people not taking statin, and that is a major worry to many of us, because the evidence is overwhelming. The lower the cholesterol, the healthier you are and the longer you will live. Not only that, it prevents heart attacks and stroke, but also cancer, dementia. It's pleiotropic. And even more, now there is more evidence showing that the lower the cholesterol, there are genes controlling the level of cholesterol. And if you have a gene, like has been shown recently, something called PCSK9, that if the cholesterol is very, very low, people look very young at an old age and live a happy, long life. So not to take statins is a disaster.
We heard from the British Medical Journal on this program. They said they were publicising the withdrawal of the side effects figures. They're not the whole article, but the side effects figures, because they didn't want people to be wrongly deterred from starting or continuing treatment. Do you think that's enough? Has more got to be done now, do you think, to if you like, go in the other direction and persuade people that they absolutely must take these pills if their doctors prescribe them?
Absolutely. I think doctors don't even have to prescribe them. There is a move that people can buy them themselves.
Do you support that?
I do support that.
Do you think statins should be available just over the counter?
I do indeed.
Gosh, that's because, I mean, there are some side effects, aren't there, associated with them, and perhaps an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and some muscle problems. But you're saying really these things pale into insignificance when compared with the benefits?
Completely. You just said it. Because the incidences, I mean, figures speak for it. And this risk-benefit ratio is massively in favour of taking the drug.
Who should be taking them? I met a cardiologist the other day who said every man over 50 ought to be taking a daily statin. Would you go that far?
I would go that far. And definitely, over 40. And
really? So every man over 40 should take a daily statin, in your view?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are anticipating that this new drug I was talking to you about, which is affecting the gene PCSK9, and when that comes in, there would be a massive further improvement. So not to make use of what we have is lunacy.
And what about for women?
Same women too, yeah.
Really? Because, women over 40 as well?
Yeah.
I suppose what people will say, what some people, and some more cautious doctors will say is, well, hold on a second, we don't yet know enough about the long-term effects of these drugs, and what you're suggesting is potentially dangerous.
I think we do. I mean, the drug has been around for 25 years or so, and we do know the long-term results. And we know exactly what it does biochemically and in the cell. We know exactly how to monitor any complications, which are, as we said before, very minor compared to the benefit. So I don't see the problem.
Samadi Yacoub, very interesting. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.